I want to speak to Stevie McKenna, who's on this line. Stevie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Stevie, more bicycles, more racing. People were giving off about the Grand Fondo. All the roads were closed around Belfast and parts of the Mourns and whatever, and they were up in arms. Some people were. The vast majority, however, thoroughly enjoyed it. You're now going to be closing roads up around Omagh, or not?
Yes, that's correct. Well, less impact on the Grand Fondo, certainly. But the Irish National Cycling Championships is taking place in Omagh this weekend. It kicks off today at 6 p.m. in the evening. And it's going to be some of the best cyclists from around the world coming back to Ireland to compete for the national jersey.
Yeah, you're talking about riders as good as Nicholas Roach.
That's correct. We've currently got confirmed Philip Dignan from Team Sky. And one of our other top professionals, Matt Bramier, who rides for a team called MTN Quebeca.
Is Dignan the Donegal guy?
That's correct. He's from Letterkenny, yes.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
And they're hopefully he's hoping to be confirmed for the Tour de France lineup that starts next week.
And where is this All-Ireland Cycling Championship on the world stage? Does it stand alone, or is it part of a greater league?
Yes, so this particular weekend around the world, all the nations have their cycling championships. So it's really to confirm sort of the overall time trial national champions and the overall road race champions around the world. And the great thing is with the Tour de France coming up next week, that those people will get to wear their national jerseys then on sort of the world stage on the Tour de France.
Stevie, it's amazing how wheelers, so to speak, have really taken off. They were always there. When I was growing up, there were the Newry Wheelers and there's the Omo Wheelers, and there were always boys in these tight suits on bicycles, and very few people passed remarks on them. They just seemed to be like fit lads who just seemed to ride a bicycle all the time. Now everybody's into it. At what point did a threshold be crossed? Was it Bradley Wiggins? Was it something before that? When did people totally embrace this road racing?
Well, I think the Giro d'Italia really captured the imagination of people, certainly in Ireland last year, and particularly in Northern Ireland. But I think people generally are more aware of their well-being, and you know, whether it's people out walking or people out running or cycling now, it's so accessible. It appeals to all age groups. There's no restrictions on, you know, ability. It's something for everybody to get out into the fresh air and really just enjoy life. And I think people are really making the most of that now. And so whenever you go out on the roads, you can see all shapes and sizes and ages of cyclists out there just enjoying it, which is great to see.
And the road racing itself, the actual participation, the wanting to be, well, okay, you don't necessarily aim to be Giro d'Italia standard, but there are so many guys, including a young lad who I work with here in the building, who thinks nothing of riding from here to Donegal and back. I have a brother-in-law who does it. He meets me up in Donegal sometimes, and he rides up on the bicycle. Now, it takes it out of me to do a 2.5 hour journey in the car. He goes up on the bicycle, and he's got all the kit, all the gear, the ideal bicycle, a bicycle that costs thousands of pounds. You must have to be incredibly fit to do it properly.
Well, you know, it's surprising how your body can adapt. You know, my wife recently took up cycling. She has not cycled before at all, complete novice, complete beginner. And within 2 weeks, she's out now doing a 30-mile cycle with our local beginners group, which she can't believe herself. So, you know, I think people, if you just try it out and get out there, I think you'll surprise yourself what you can do. And again, it's just go out and enjoy it. Not be looking at the watch. Just go out and meet people and just enjoy being out in the fresh air.
How much was the top end of it, or how much does the top end of it continue to be tarnished, considering we always think of Lance Armstrong? We think that they're at it, those boys, some of them who've been shamed, taking away from the really decent ones who aren't, in inverted commas, at it. Is that just a blight on sport in general that we have to accept?
Well, I think cycling has been always at sort of the vocal point whenever it comes to the doping sort of cultures. But I think as recently the media spotlight has been on other sports where, you know, at the very top level of all sports, you know, doping has been sort of there throughout the years. But I think cycling in particular, more than any other sport, has put massive efforts to address that problem, and it has made massive progress over recent years. So I think people are confident now, you know, the sport is pretty well rid of that. You'll never eliminate it 100%, but the measures are there. So, for example, this weekend, with because these are world-ranked events, there will be the Irish Sports Council over there doing anti-doping testing, etc. So it is very it's a very tight approach on it now.
It is good to hear, because it is vital that, I suppose, that the tarnished nature of a sport can be reshone. And on the positives, we mentioned some of the attractions who are taking part this weekend. Did we mention Martin Irvine? He's very good, isn't he? I always thought he was a track man more so than a road man. Can you do both?
Absolutely, and he's actually taking part in the discipline tonight, which is the time trial. So Martin's a real all-rounder. He's just a fantastic athlete. So he's obviously been world track champion back in 2012, 2013, and he's now racing for a professional team called Madison Genesis. His main focus at the moment is still on the track, building towards Rio, but he's doing fantastic on the road at the moment as well. So he's going to be taking part in the time trial tonight, and then spectators will see him out in action on Sunday as well in the senior road race.
So finally, where should we avoid other places? I mean, if you're trying to get from A to B and you don't want to enjoy the cycling, are the roads going to be significantly closed around Omagh, and where and when?
It's just the immediate town centre that will be disrupted. So it's just main Market Street, High Street, Framra Avenue. And the main racing on Saturday and Sunday takes place between 10 a.m. and approximately 4 p.m. as well. So during those times, there will be limited road closures in place. Elsewhere, there will be temporary diversions whilst the race comes through, or traffic may be asked to stop temporarily. But other than that, the normal road access will be in place through Omagh.
Okay, when's that main interruption to Omagh Town Centre?
It's from Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then on Sunday from 10 a.m. till about 3 p.m.
Is that not going to affect the shops?
Well, the part of the event will be bringing in hopefully up to over 10,000 people. So whilst people won't be able to drive through the town centre, they'll be able to actually come in, and there'll be a lot more people in Omagh than will usually be. Based on previous years, there's been over 10,000 people in attendance, which hopefully is a massive boost for the local economy, both from the hospitality sector and from people spending money in shops as well.
Stevie, you sell it very well, you do. I'm not surprised. You're the race director of Omagh Wheelers, a club to be proud of. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Stevie. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Stevie McKenna there. Cycling, it has so taken off, hasn't it? Anyone who's in the, you know, the bicycle selling game, there's many a man tried to make, you know, ends meet with having a wee bicycle shop down the years, and now he's booming.